And good afternoon, good evening to everyone. My name is Abhinav Vikasani. I'm with Siddhartha and Nasser today, and we're going to talk about sportsmanship and respect towards the competition in MU events today. So before we get on that, let me talk a bit about the Teen Debater. The Teen Debater is an organization founded by Shivansh Gupta, who is a prolific member of the debating community all over India. Our aim is to spread awareness about debate and MU events to all students so that no matter background, you can still ace MUNs and debates and become the person who become the best you can be in all these. Now I'll hand over to Nasser to talk a bit more about our topic today.
Hello everyone. As you know, we picked this topic, we picked a very special topic for this discussion today, and as you can see, we don't have a guest because we promised you in the very first episode that sometimes our episodes can be done in discussions between the hosts themselves, and sometimes we bring a guest. All we do is beneficial for you. We always try to bring an interesting topic, and today's topic we brought it out of our own experiences. It's very often that sometimes you work in teams or work in a whole class where there are different teams, and maybe you are competing over something, and then you all of a sudden, those same teams that are competing over something, you start to notice that different groups, different people from different groups, are helping each other, sometimes in group chat, sometimes in the class itself. Even though they are competing over something, but they're still helping each other. And that's the topic of our today's episode. Sportsmanship. Supporting each other despite competition. And we will discuss a few interesting points for this episode today. We will talk about the mindset needed for the MUNs and how we can lose but still gain. Working together can be beneficial for you. The issues, including the toxicity in MUNs, benefits of teamwork in debates and MUN, talk about having a good rep with the delegates, discussion on how you need to support and who to be against, and what to do exactly in a situation where you feel like you want what you're competing for, but you don't want to help the others. Because sometimes, I mean, you have the full choice. And by that, we'll begin our conversation, and I'll say hi to our third host here. Hi, Sudan.
Nasser. So, you know, this topic is very important because MUNs at their core, they're a competition, but at the same time, it's all about diplomacy, it's all about teamwork, it's all about leadership. And the thing with diplomacy is, and MUNs in general, no matter how competitive it gets, no matter how much you want to win, cooperation and negotiation are a very integral part of the entire landscape, not just aggressive debating and arguing and, you know, making sure that you are on top.
Exactly. And this is a very important point. Like, even in, what do they call them? Even in interviews, you know, I was like in an interview a few days ago, actually, and they asked me about, like, what are like my plans for the future? What have I done in the past to increase my team working skills? I told them all I have. Like I said, I work in debates. I do MUNs. I'm always in competitions and stuff. Even one of the interviewers laughed at me. She said, "I see where you're coming from this environment that you're always competing against other." She was like, "It's not always competition. Sometimes you have to work with people." I said, "But I work in teams." That's a very important point that many interviewers are looking for. You need to have some teamworking skills.
Yeah,
I agree, like, completely. Like, if the US starts dissing China, like, in an MUN, of course, there's going to be tension, right? So you have to work towards, like, the whole point of a UN is to work towards one common goal, right? Like, to have United Nations together. So, of course, yep. you'd be beating the purpose of MUNs if you started dissing somebody, or if you started playing a foul because you don't like that person, or that this country doesn't like that country, right?
Yeah.
I do remember one time, and this is, I think, a really relative sort of anecdote or story. The first time I was in a crisis committee, the setting was the beginning of World War One, and I happened to be Germany. The only problem was I was a first-time delegate. And, you know, a lot of the times, first-time delegates are looked down upon because often the more experienced people in committee don't necessarily see them as a very important part. And I just so happened to be the most integral country in that entire scenario. And, you know, even the people who tried to help me, all they did was use me to get their own awards, to be on top of their own committee. And I think it's really important that even through competition, you find the right people to help you out, and that you don't, let yourself be pushed around, no matter how new you are to the landscape of debating, or how weak your country is, regardless of your experience.
Now, many of our listeners are maybe not familiar with the supporting other delegates and working with other people in debates and MUNs because, I mean, that's not what the definition of debate is. Could you all speak about this a little?
So let's think about it this way. Debate is an integral part of an MUN. An MUN is what? Model United Nations. In the United Nations, everyone has their own views. Everyone has their own agendas that they're working towards. Everyone has, their own goals that they're trying to reach. All we're doing is emulating that. In the same way, debate doesn't necessarily have to be about winning. It can also be about compromise. And that may sound contradictory because, debate is so that you can prove another person wrong or prove yourself right. But then again, in the case of where it's two countries going head to head, let's say two powerhouses of the world like USA and China or India and Russia, they might have conflicting views, but in the end, the importance of being able to argue is so that you can come to one conclusion that helps both sides.
You need to think like a politician for once, and you need to have some general knowledge after all. So that's a very
Exactly.
interesting point. But you know, sometimes helping others can be beneficial, and sometimes you can just like lose the, you can just lose, you know?
Yeah.
So how to know who to target exactly? And as I said, you need to have the mindset of a politician. Can we talk about this? Abhinav, do you have like any experiences where you felt like you made a mistake?
Yeah, 100%. Like my first MUN, I assumed that I had to assert myself, like be a dominant presence in the MUN. It's like, attack everybody's points and just like raise hell and whatever. So I tried making bold points and doing all that weird stuff. So by the end of like day one, like basically everybody had a bone to pick with me. So I have only ve very few people who actually come and support me with my opinions, because a lot of people thought that I was being a so and so person. So that really affected my performance, and like that made that like one of the reasons why my block lost. Like otherwise, I'm sure like I could have, if I acted a bit more like a bit more proper and like a bit more courteous to the others, then I definitely could have got more people to sign with my block. And another important thing is like to know who's like talking to the most people, right? Because always in MUNs, you find a group of people who work together, because nobody goes to an MUN alone. They always carry somebody with them. So if you attack like the person who's like usually like more influencing like amongst the group, because there's always like a group leader like in most cases, right? So if you can convince them, the rest tend to follow, right? So that's like one more way of making sure that like your competition becomes your friends. Because even like Russia and China, I mean India, the US and China can agree on something. Like, for example, I don't know, like what to do with trading of nuclear weapons and all that.
You know what they say, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
Exactly, that's a very good point. Sometimes, like even in his like situation where he said that he lost, we can't deny the fact that he gained experience. So next time he'll try to avoid this point, right, Abhinav?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm personally more into like debates than MUNs. I joined more debates than MUNs, and in debates, when you like debate personally or like 1v1 or sometimes in teams, when we have like very basic debate style, 3 versus 3. It's kind of hard to cooperate with others because there's also like something else we're competing over, the best speaker award. And sometimes that can come from like many of the different factors where you choose to like not refute their point and give them a chance to like refute you, and then you hit them harder again. I don't know how to like get into teamwork and supporting others in debates in this style that I know. But I think that working together sometimes is essential, not only about in our community, we don't only focus on debates and MU, and sometimes we can get into other things. I was once in a class and were we like competing over something, and till this point, we're still competing over it. Not in school, but something besides school, like an enrichment program, that we have. And we're competing over a very tight, limited number of wards, for example, but there are like 180 students, right? And we know, yes.
Sorry. I think that's a very important point because, everyone, regardless of whether you're working in a team or not, if there's some other value involved, obviously you'll have your personal agendas. And you did say that, people say something and then they refute back, and it's just a huge back and forth, and it's, sort of difficult to cooperate. And that, I think, is, it brings up a really good point that the way you influence, the debate or the floor of the MUN is much more important than just being aggressive and just keeping on attacking and attacking the same point or different points,
Maybe you could like
Yeah, definitely.
maybe you could influence the response, for example. If you like correct their mistake, oh, you made a mistake, let me correct it for you. You still won. Like me as a judge, when I see you doing that, I don't think that you lost some points or that I could write down a note about you. No, but I think you did a good point. You still is the winner, but you corrected them. That's beneficial for both sides.
100%. Like, one more thing is, like, not to be like toxic to them. Like, you can go up to modern day Germany and tell them you guys are really bad people because of what you did back like 70 years ago, right? Because they're a changed nation. So like, always make sure that, like, even if you're in a backed up spot, like, you don't go attacking into it, like, past and all that, because a lot of countries had a lot of crappy things back in the day. A lot of people done a lot of crappy things back in the day, right? So we can like go towards like personal things, especially like we're making some decorum like amongst people and countries and like MUNs and debates, like toxicity, like avoid that as much as possible.
God, it's so many times where people got so personal in debates. I can't even count it. And so funny. Like, and so, it's like it also has to do with them. Sometimes we debate in national teams, for example. Like, you have a national team in India, and every country has a national team. That's where most of the toxicity happens. When they start bringing personal stuff, oh, this is the team of India and the team of UK or something. I don't know. They start getting into personal stuff. Your country does this, but the topic has to do with, like, I don't know, something else. It doesn't have to do with wars or politics, but they still somehow manage to find a way into. You need to be supportive at times. You need to, like, even if the other team starts or lights the spark, you need to sometimes set it down. Just do your best. I don't know. That's what sportsmanship is all about.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
always be the better man.
I think it's kind of a given the moment you come into something that has United Nations in its name that you have to stay professional. Personal attacks and disrespecting people, just doesn't cut it. And that brings me to another point. The moment, let's say you're an experienced delegate, and Nasser, I'm sure you are. You've participated in a lot of debates and MUNs and competitions in general, and it's very important to support those that have less experience, and not belittle them or disrespect them. Stay professional, maintain decorum, knowing your boundaries, regardless of how inexperienced they are or whatever mistakes they do, you need to maintain your certain limits.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. I was once in a summer camp, right? And
Yeah.
one of the activities they had was like a debate competition where they would introduce the people to debates for the first time. Like, there's a lot of people in my country who were not introduced to debates in general, and they want to like give us a simple hint about it. And I was there like, yeah, okay, then I got you. So they put me in a team of randoms, and instead, and it was so random, like there were no rules. They were like teams of four instead of three, and that's not what I'm used to. There's a first, second, third, and a final speaker, and then there's no refusals, and then there's like three teams. It's like more an MUN, and it was like a debate and MUN. It was like a mixture of them. I don't know what style they were following exactly, but I tried my best to follow them. Basically, my teammates were like uneducated or had no experience with debates at all. I helped them as much as I can. That much is obvious. But the other teams, once they found out and knew who I was, some of them came to me and was like, Nasser, we need your help. We don't know how to debate. I was like, even though they like different types of debates and stuff, I tried to explain the most simple one to them that would fit the situation that we're in. Because it was so random. It was like three teams. debating in from three different points of view, and I don't know how to do exact. I don't know how to do it exactly, but I did it anyways. Basically, all I did was help them. I tried to benefit them, even the ones that were against us. I tried to give them some clear points because I was so confident. Like okay, I'm gonna win. Me and my team are so well prepared, but we still do it anyway. We still did it anyway, and yep. But I tell you something, we did not win for some no reason. But I'll just choose to forget about that one. But yeah, it was beneficial. Someone that night learned something. Someone that night learned something, and someone gained experience, and I also gained experience. Because that was like the first time I debated in three teams from on the same topic. I don't know how that worked exactly, or who came up with that rule in the first place, but I learned something new, I guess.
You know, I think that highlights the importance of confidence without being, you know, an arrogant person or a condescending person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maintaining ego, basically. Keeping it in check.
Yeah, like be so afraid sometimes to help. Like even in your work environment, even in school, this is where toxicity comes from. Like sometimes people are like, oh, I'm not gonna help him because he's gonna surpass me in the score, have a higher score than me. There's no such thing as that. I've been helping people in my class all year, but I still get a higher score than them. It's so obvious that helping others, even with little, can give you some sort of experience, can probably tighten your relationship with them. You know, it's not always about competition, and that's not what schools are looking for. Even like in this interview that I did a few weeks ago, they didn't like the fact that I was always competing. She was like, sometimes you need teamwork skill. The interview, I said, no. Nah. She said, I know where you're coming from, but that's not what we want. We want teamwork skills, not, you know how it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the more that you do teamwork, the I think the less prone you are to being, you know, toxic. And you know, toxicity just hurts everyone. It ruins the way you learn. It makes everything unproductive. It makes the environment uncomfortable, and it's just not a good feeling, you know. So I think, yeah, it's really important to, you know how to work together, and whether you know, competition benefits you individually and everyone else that you're competing with.
Yeah, of course. Like, if you belittle somebody or like act like above them, like at some they're a complex against you, right? Like thinking like you're better. He thinks he's better than me and all that. So like that like start tearing up the bond that you and that person have. So it's better like to be constructive than destructive. So it's always better to help them rather than to belittle them and all that.
Exactly.
Like chill, bro. You're not better than us. There's
Yeah.
this. Someone says that having a good rep with the other delegates can get motions passed and draft resolutions. Do you agree or no?
Can you?
Wait, what?
Having a good rep with other delegates can get motions passed and draft res motions passed, basically. Is this a myth or is it real?
I mean, obviously, it's
Percent.
real. Because the moment you start talking to delegates, I mean, you find out what you have in common, what you guys don't like. It's just collaboration in general, whether that collaboration is with someone that's similar to you, someone that you vibe with, or just someone that is there purely because, you know, they're there. Collaboration is collaboration. You avoid making enemies, you get more support, and you gain a good reputation. I mean, it's a win-win-win situation for every single party involved.
And like each time you talk with like the delegates and like build a bond with them, you also like sell your idea, right? So over time, like you keep on like feeding it to them, like, you know, what I'm saying is right, and like, you know, like my point makes sense in the situation. So of course they'll be more inclined to believe you, and they, of course, like if you talk to more delegates about this, they'll be more understanding of your motion, and they'll of course let it pass.
So in the end, motions passed, points, draft resolution passed, points. You know,
Best delegate, hello.
there's, yeah, exactly, best delegate. Hello. There's really no downside to being, you know, a good collaborator, not just in MUNs or debates, but like anywhere.
And trust me, if you're like so deep into the field, sometimes you can come across somebody who was against you at some point and now he's with you. It's so many times where that had to happen. Like this person, I just, you know, it's like competing over the best delegate thing. Like that's my worst nightmare, you know. But then that same person became my teammate at some point, you know. And I was not having a good rep, but over time I had to change that with them.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really beautiful part of, like the entire debate landscape. Because enemies can become friends. Friends can become enemies at any point in time. The entire dynamic is unpredictable. And that can get you a good rep or a bad rep. You can change your reputation way easier. It's just much more how do you say it? It's much easier to make sure that you can be a better person than what you were last time. Gaining experience, even if you don't necessarily gain victory.
And
Yeah,
some.
all this is one convo, right? One conversation to change their view on you and on your topic.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
And
just
some
the
people.
leap forward that takes, yeah.
Yeah. And some people have this idea that they should stick to the same team they're debating with or MUN with or whatever. That's not true at all. Like sometimes you have to change teams. These people are not going to last with you forever. Especially
Yeah.
if you're cool and you guys like. I personally was one of those people where I had like my own team and then would just go in every competition. Win all those things, but those same people changed over the years. They got less experienced, maybe, or maybe they lost interest in the thing. Sometimes you have to change. So you don't always stick to the same people. Try to like explore. And also, the amount of people that I met through debates and stuff is interesting. I just happen to see these people in different fields just because they are. And not, it's not anyone who like participates in debates. Sometimes it's almost the high scoring students or the intelligent ones. So it's very often that you just see them somewhere else. Doing something, winning in something else. So don't waste the opportunity at all and build a good rep with the other delegates. That's what we tell our students.
I'd actually like to, pinpoint that statement where you talked about, getting to know a lot of people and being able to see them in
Connections.
different fields. Connections, exactly. One thing I find extremely interesting is the fact that this entire landscape allows you to have some of the greatest networking you'll ever do in your life. Because in the end, everyone that you meet in a debate setup or an MUN setup is going to go somewhere, and at some point in time, maybe it's a few months down the road, maybe it's a few years down the road, you'll need to talk to them at some point or the other. So I think it's really important to maintain those relationships, and to maintain those relationships, obviously, you need a good reputation.
Exactly, you can never waste the opportunity because, like I said, we're not talking about like specifically this field right here. It's like you said, it's very interesting. It's not like a math competition or like a science competition. Some people who are into inventions and stuff, they only stick to that same field. They don't like you'll never see them public speaking. It's very rare that you see somebody, but it's here, it's more about public speaking, and public speaking can be included in all fields. That's why debates is like the best thing ever. I don't even need to speak about this anymore. We spoke about this a lot on a lot of episodes. Debating is the best thing you can do because it includes the skill of public speaking and all those things. It gives you the confidence to be and go shine in all these other sectors, other fields that we have, unlike other fields. If you're good at math, you can be good at, like, I don't know, wherever it is. But you get the point, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right, guys.
So, one last point that I wanted to talk about is obviously being a good debater and maintaining good relationships with everyone is very important. But sometimes committee just doesn't let you align yourself that way. So, one thing I wanted to talk about today was strategic alliances, knowing who to support and who to oppose. Because at the end of the day, you're one of two types of debaters. Either you're destructive or constructive. Either you're maintaining relationships or you're going radical. You're on your own and you're just attacking everyone and everything. So how exactly would you know who to support and who to not?
I mean, I think it begins like in MUNs with the GSL, right? There's like you get on the person from the first speech they make. Like the general speakers is where they talk about their agendas and everything. From that, like you understand how committed they are to the committee and like how willing they are towards the topic. So like once you understand that, you go and talk to them and like converse with them, start first build that bond. And then like as time goes on, you'll see each person you talk with, like how they are, like how much their idea aligns with you. But the thing is, even if it doesn't align, you still have to keep them on board, like at least for a vote, as a min for a minimum, right? Because if you don't agree on this topic, you might agree on the other, and you might just agree, like, form, like, c come towards compromises. Like, I vote for you vote for me. All these sorts of things, like, th that you can do within MUNs are probably what gets you over the line. And these are, like, what's going to help you get the MU the motions and the what are they called again?
The
Draft resolutions
resolutions.
passed. Resolutions passed.
Yeah, making sure that you're on the good side, but you know where you stand.
Exactly. Like, that's on a personal level. But when we speak about the topic level, you need to read the topic first in debates or in MUNs in general. You need to understand different points of view and try to get ahead of yourself. What I mean by that is try to overlook their arguments before they even drop them. Try to like on not only research your side, but research the other side as well. Try to expect their arguments, try to expect what they're gonna bring. Therefore, you know what to agree with and what to ex disagree with, right?
Yeah, of course.
Precisely.
That can work in both MUNs and debates, and that's a very good technique. I say it in almost every skill session. Try to expect what they're gonna bring. Therefore, you know. But this works in this case where we wanna just agree with people, we wanna be peaceful with you. We know what to agree with, we know what to disagree with. Like, play smart, but don't be stupid. And even like in general, when we speak about life in general, just sometimes I see a lot of people. I mean, it's not stupid, but they're too nice. You're too nice. When you're competing with 100 people over 3 prizes, do you just go like drop your all you have, like drop your pockets, all right, but leave some coins in your pockets. Not everything. There's the saying that I don't know what it says exactly, but I forgot. But you get the point.
Like you got to keep like you gotta take help from others and help others, but in the end, it's you who has to win in the end, right? So like, use others, but make sure you give them something in return so that you don't spoil what you have with them.
Yes,
The
on the other.
essence of quid pro quo.
Yes, like on the other hand, we have people who are like not helping anyone at all. When we have this group chat, we are supposed to be helping each other, like in a class or on a project or something. Some people contribute all in, some people just don't give nothing at all. Like, you're not even playing the game. If you want to be part of us, you need to help at least. And that's not bad at all because helping can help you gain experience. Maybe by helping somebody, you can start a conversation that could lead you to something else or something. Don't ever waste these opportunities. And sometimes you just is forgotten about. The person you help, they probably never forget you. It's many times where I was like confused about something and someone out of nowhere came to help me for no reason. I still like never forget them.
Yeah, I think you'll benefit more from an MUN than making connections and actually winning the prize, right? So that the next time you go to MUN, they'll be the ones who come and help you, like win the prize. So like, it's in the end the people who you meet in the MUN who are the real prizes.
Yeah, it's not about what we achieve, but it's about the friends we made along the way. It's sometimes that same person that went, he's left. The same person we met is like the winner. Maybe he's gonna help me in something else in the future. Maybe he saw something in me. You know, I don't know. Just try your chances, I guess. Any final stories you guys have, like with teamwork and sportsmanship in general, not only in MUs and debates, because that all everything can be beneficial.
I don't have anything from my side. Abhinav?
I mean, like the most recent MUN I've done, it was like a pretty unconventional committee. It was like about the FIA, which is like the overseeing committee of all motorsports around the world. So basically, in this committee, like things like diplomacy and like having proper conduct was not really something that was present, because a lot of the time, like a lot of people were just saying whatever, and then like offering bribes, like giving Monster and Red Bull to the chair and all that. It's a lot of funny stuff and all that. But like, even in such situations, like you can still find people like who you can talk with. So like, no matter like where you are, like no matter how much you vibe or not vibe or don't vibe with the crowd, like there's always gonna be some person within there who you can be friends with, who you can make acquaintance with, because not everybody is the same, and like I mean, and not everybody's the not everybody's different either, right? So you can find similarities in like whoever and wherever you go, is like the only story I have to say from my recent experiences, I guess.
All I say is that all I have to do is be careful, know how to support and know who don't. You need to research first. Sit, look at the people around you, research, make enough research. If there's a specific topic, know who to support. And even in life, try to look who is trustworthy in this case and who would help you back. Sometimes you help somebody because you know they'll try to help you back one day. And yep, that's how you make friends, I guess. Anything else you guys want to add?
That's about it, I guess.
Yep, then I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone. That's all we have today for this episode. We hope you benefited from this. It's a very important topic, so pay attention and be safe. That's all I want us to do, because sometimes you can lose a lot by being too nice. But that's not the point. Sportsmanship, that's all we can define it as. And make sure to follow our Instagram accounts, our skill sessions, keep up with our events. We have a lot of upcoming interesting events. Even in the summer, we have a lot of things are being planned right now. Listen to our other episodes and follow us on social medias, join our Discord and all of that. Thank you very much and all the best.